Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Ella and Nicole with your 8am Zedlines. Kigari's World Health Advisory Committee recommends the Queensland government stop the over-tourism that could destroy the island's ecology. The committee responsible for Kigari, also known as Fraser Island's preservation, will maintain the current over-tourism could not only destroy the environment, but the very experience being sought by visitors. The recommendation is included in the body's World Heritage Strategic Plan and challenges the LNP's promise not to cap visitation to the island, as planned by Labor.
More heavy rainfall was expected in parts of northern Queensland, which could result in flash flooding. A severe weather warning has been alerted in areas from Tully to Proserpine, along with a thunderstorm warning for residents located in Corumba, Coam, Yarma in the Gulf Country. These areas received significant rainfall overnight, with more expected to come, but there is still hope, with rainfall expected to ease by early Wednesday.
In national news, the nation's doctors are calling on major political parties to implement a range of initiatives that would reduce healthcare costs for the average Australian. The Royal Australian College of GPs, or the RACGP, have devised a plan that sets out 19 initiatives that would improve access to affordable GP care. These include expanding the eligibility of the bulk billing incentive, reducing out-of-pocket costs for longer consults, and a 25% increase to Medicare rebates for GP mental health items. The college president, Michael Wright, said that all Australians should have affordable access to a GP, and that no one should have to choose between paying their bills or going to the doctors.
In national news, Country Liberal Party government in Northern Territory has officially ended the seven-year process of forging a treaty in the Northern Territory, which began in 2018 under then-Chief Minister Michael Gunner. Chief Minister Liaofi Nokiaro said the CLP has never supported a treaty, so it has been dismantled. This decision has been met with criticism as significant amount of funds have been poured into this treaty, with consultations alone costing $4 million. Advocacy groups are disappointed with this decision, noting it as a step backwards for reconciliation.
And in international news, a US congressman described President Donald Trump's tariffs as an insult to Australia. Joe Courtney, a US representative for Connecticut's 2nd Congressional District, described the introduction of tariffs on steel and aluminium imports as completely needless and almost an insult to the people of Australia. This comes after President Trump announced an executive order had been signed to introduce a 25% tariff on all steel and aluminium imports in America. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has made a meeting scheduled today with President Trump to request an exemption from the looming tariffs.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a medium chance of showers. It is currently 26 degrees with an expected maximum of 31. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is expected to reach 12, which is in the extreme band.
And that's all for your news for 8am. We will be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or Twitter, or head to our website, 4zzz.org.au/news.